Yeah.
I meditate. Pleasure arises.
Right.
And I enjoy that. Does that mean that it's Dharma practice?
Well, again, you have to come back and investigate what's its cause. And then, because, yeah, I mean, you can meditate and that pleasure arises, but the meditation, been meditating on, you know, what's for lunch next. You know?
In some cases, pleasure will arise.
Right, exactly. But there's that investigation of recognizing, okay, what's the cause? And then what's the result? What's the feeling, tone that arises? Because sometimes when we do experience pleasure, even if the cause is innocent, the conditioning is such that we associate pleasure with gratification. And then the mind makes that leap, and then it starts to move to find an object which it can be gratified by. This is where you really have to understand the mind, really be reflecting on that, so that there's an ability to not get entangled with either the habits, one's own personal habits, or the habits of the world. But then also recognizing that there is the Buddha is giving us permission to really enjoy and take delight in this practice.